It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a wonderful, beautiful day. I'm going to be in the book of Romans today, and so please that you would open your Bibles if you can, and if not, just please listen. But Romans chapter 14, going to begin reading with verse 12. Romans 14, 12. Please open your Bibles to that scripture text, and we'll be reading that in a few moments. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here at the church is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to check our website out, and I would love for you to do it, we've got many great studies of the Word of God that's on there, the Sunday morning message, and you just go to the website, parkviewbiblechurch.org, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org, and you'll see across the heading there, Bible Studies, church service. Just click on it, and you'll receive it, enjoy it, and grow from it, come to know the Lord Jesus through it. Please that you would enjoy that, and I hope that you do. If you would like to email us, then we would love to hear from you, parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Now, I hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 14, beginning to read with verse 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, Now walketh thou not charitably. Destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make of peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in the things which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now, a lot of reading today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and enjoy this wonderful study. Father, we thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time. It's such a joy to study, to read, to fellowship over your precious word. It's so wonderful that every time we can come together, that we can rejoice over the salvation that you give us. The death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, dear Father, as he died on the cross to save us. Thank you, Father, that you have handed that to us as a free gift, but as a gift that needs to be received. And so please, dear Father, that you will just touch every heart that's listening today and present them with your salvation, showing them that they're lost, they're a sinner, and they need salvation, they need to be saved. And Father, please today, through your precious words, that their hearts will be touched, they will come by faith to you and be born again, be saved because of your Son, the Lord Jesus. And then begin that wonderful walk, as the Scripture tells us, with the peace and joy that comes with being a believer in Jesus Christ. It is wonderful. It comes through the righteousness that is given to us through the salvation that Jesus offers. Thank you, Father. Just touch our hearts now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to do a little bit of review, as you know that I do very often, because it's these scriptures are worthy of review. As we look at this 11th verse, it says, we started at verse 12, "But for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." Now, there is two judgments here that are spoken of, or we need to separate them. One is for believers. One is born again, saved believers. You have come by faith to Jesus. Not just a member of a church, not just been baptized, not just living a good life. You must come by faith to Jesus and know him as your personal Savior. I'd love to hear from you to tell me when and where you were saved, if you are. If you can't tell me when and where you were saved, then I'm you're not born again. It's not just something that evolves and happens in your life. You must come by faith to Jesus. You must be born again. So please, that you trust in him today. I beg you that you do that. And I would love to hear from you when you were saved, how you were saved, who led you to the Lord Jesus Christ, or as myself, I was by myself when I was saved. The Word of God just kept penetrating my heart to a point that I finally got down on my knees and asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart and save me. And if you've ever heard the broadcast before, why, or heard my testimony before, you would know that that took place between the house and the Pharaoh's house out on the farm. And so, proof, you can be saved anywhere at any time. You just need to surrender to Jesus. And so, please do that today. But there is a judgment both for the believers and the unbelievers. Now, the judgment that is on the believer is not concerning salvation. Salvation, you come by faith to Jesus. He seals you. He keeps you eternally, eternally, never to be separated. So, I ask you that you will recognize and realize that when we talk about a judgment, because the judgment that goes on in a believer's life is concerning your works, not works to save you, but works to praise God, to serve God. That's what we're talking about. So now the other judgment, the judgment of the lost, you're going to be judged for all your works, if that's what you want. You're going to be judged for every work that you've ever performed. But I'm so sorry to tell you that the Word of God tells us that Jesus is going to say, "I never knew you. Depart from me." And what most horrible, horrible words to ever be said to anyone. For God, the Son of God, to say, "Depart from me." What a sad, sad day. And so let's look now, as we look at the judgment seat of Christ, which is for the believers. And again, this is review, but it is worthy of our review. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." Keep it in the proper context, because this is speaking of the believers. This is not talking to lost people. This is talking to believers. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest to God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that we may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is to for your cause. But the scripture verse there that's so important to read is concerning this judgment seat that is there. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, if let's look back at the chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11, because that gives us another example. And again, this is to saved, born again. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11. Of other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, you hear me speak often about salvation. That's that foundation you must lay. It is already laid. You just need to accept that free gift of salvation so that you can begin to build upon this foundation. Now, if any man, this is verse 12, 1 Corinthians 3:12. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Please, that you understand, there is a judgment for the believers. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, walk with Him, serve Him, praise Him, that you can acquire these precious gifts, the gold, silver, precious stones. Because if you do everything to your own glory, pridefully, and do not serve the Lord, all of it's going to be burned up. Yes, you're going to be saved. It says saved, so as by fire. You're going to be tested, but you're going to be saved without question if you've come by faith to Jesus. That's not an issue here. What the question is, and the point is, that we should serve Him because I want to have gifts to give to my Savior for what He has done for me. He has saved me. He has given me a peace and a joy and a wisdom that cannot be gained in this world. It is a God-given gifts that He gives me. But it comes because I love Him and I serve Him. It comes to anyone and everyone that will love Him and serve Him. And we are to do that. And so please realize that there is a judgment coming. It is not concerning your salvation. Now, let's go back to Revelation now, and we'll look at the great white throne judgment. This is where the lost will be dealt with. If you choose not to come by faith to Jesus, then here's what you'll have. Revelation chapter 20, beginning to read with verse 11. I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. There was found no peace for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Is there a hell to shun? Yes, there is. The fires of the lake of fire, the torment, the continual torment that's going to be there. And you don't have to go that way. You don't have to choose that way. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and walk with Him. As we have been through this, and many times we have been through this, but it's worthy of our time, I believe. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. That's everyone that chose not to come by faith to Jesus. There is every individual, I don't care what religion, I don't care what your land, in everything that we're facing today with this terrorism that we have that is so prevalent around, and their hatred, and they do it in the name of religion, those people can be saved. They can be born again. They are going the wrong direction, and they think they're going to get some prize if they're martyred in their cause. They're going to get a surprise, and that'll be the lake of fire, and that's where they're going to spend eternity. They're going to burn in hell because not of their action, but because they have refused Jesus Christ to be their personal Savior. And there can be some preacher standing in the pulpit that's going to burn in the fires of hell because he too rejects the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. If you just believe that your works and your religion is going to save you, you're wrong. Now that's your choice. We don't go out and harm people because they choose not to come by faith to Jesus. But you will face the consequences if you don't come by faith to Jesus. So I just ask you, it's your will, your decision, and if you would choose to come by faith to Jesus today, that joy and that peace would come, and what a wonderful day, and you have just cheated that old devil out of a resident in hell is what you've done, and you have joined the family of God. You have become a child of God. You become a Christian because Jesus died on the cross. He died there for you. He shed his blood, his precious blood. Perfect was he. He was a perfect sacrifice. And he did not die on that cross for something that he had committed. He died on that cross for you and for me. And then there was victory, because 3 days later, he comes out of that grave alive, and he's right now at the right hand of the Father. My Jesus, my Savior, is right there. He can be yours, too, if you'll come. So, if you want to write it down, 2 Corinthians 5:10 speaks of the judgment seat of Christ. The rewards that's going to come to you as a believer when you're serving him and praising him can be found in 1 Corinthians 3:11 through 15. If you want to look at what's going to happen to you or your friends and family if they choose not to come by faith to Jesus, then you look at Revelation 20, verse 11 through 15, because that's the great white throne judgment. And it even lists there the books. Every work you're going to do is going to be judged, but the book is opened as well. That's the book of life. And that's where your name will be recorded if you come by faith to Jesus. But the reason it's listed here and the reason it's opened is because it will be confirmed that you did not come by faith to Jesus. You didn't. And so, because it was not written in the book of life, you will be judged by all your works that you have had. Yes, he will be a fair judge. But there is not one work that will be worthy of your salvation. And so you will be cast. And again, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Doesn't get any clearer than that, my friend. Please trust in Jesus. Now, back to Romans. And again, we took a lot of time looking at those verses of Scripture, talking about them. But there is nothing more important than your salvation. And so I hope and pray that you trust in Jesus today. Whatever your religion is, we're not talking about religion, we're talking about a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus. And You can have it. You can enjoy it. Now, back to the 12th verse, so then every one of you, I'm in Romans 14:12, so then every one of us shall give an account of God to himself. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. I know, and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus, that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But if thy brother be grieved with thy meat, now walkest thou not charitably, destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. The issue here could be a lot of different things, but the question that we're talking about here is this meat that was offered to the cults, to the sacrifices. If the religions of today were still bringing their offerings and their sacrifices, and you may not be bringing them by meat or a lamb or a dove or something like that, but you're still bringing your talents, your offerings, your monies, your giving to this cult. And I speak very clearly, any church that does not preach the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, if you do not preach that and teach that salvation comes by faith and faith alone, then you're of the Antichrist. It's an easy thing to divide. But as we look and we see here, it is talking to and about Christians, and it's talking about liberty. Now, as a believer, I have the liberty, if we were doing this today and you were a part of a cult and you brought offerings and sacrifices and you would bring some beef or some, you know, something that was, you would bring your best, you see. And so the priests or the preachers or whoever had control of that couldn't eat it all. And so they would sell it. They'd sell it for money. And so by selling it for money, why then that was fine, because then what you would do is come in and you would go to the meat market or maybe out the back door of this temple, wherever you went, and you would buy this meat, and oh, it was good meat, reasonable price. But the problem is that a young brother or sister in the Lord would see you do that, and they would begin to question, that is meat. That is meat that is from that offering, that sacrifice. How can you eat that? Is there something, some power there that you're not telling me about? And you'd say, no, there's nothing. There's just good, cheap meat. But what happens when you have someone that's young in the faith, and they may be saved for many years, but they've just never grown? They look at that, and they see that to stumbling block. And we have a lot of liberties today, the things that there's nothing wrong with it. But because maybe a person was taught in a church that's very legalistic, you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and then you come over and you see me doing this and doing that, and you say, wait a minute, how can this be? Well, the point that we're trying to make here with these scripture verses is that as a believer, as a grown Christian, I'm still growing, but as a mature Christian, you, myself, as we're growing, we need to look at the ones that are behind us, the younger than us, that are weaker than we are. And if we look at them, and this causes them to stumble, they said, well, I'm not going to go to church there. I'm not going to listen to anything he preaches or teaches. Look what he does. Now, there's a lot of things that are wrong, but there's a lot of things there's nothing wrong with, except for maybe through the years, you would wonder. And here it's about the meat, because that was a big stumbling block. And as a mature believer, the Scripture is telling us not. The Scripture is telling us don't cause this younger brother or sister to fall. Yes, it's a liberty that you have. You could go do it. But until you can help this brother or sister to grow beyond their thoughts of that, help them to grow, build them up to where then they can enjoy that liberty. But until then, you may not be able to enjoy that liberty yourself. Because to have that meat, even though there's nothing wrong with it, you choose not to do that because you've got a younger brother or sister that's seeing you do that and they don't understand. It's causing them to stumble. And we need to see that we don't do that. We need to see that I'm willing to not take that liberty until I can help that brother or sister grow to where they can see. So I'm just because I have the liberty to go buy that meat, just because there's nothing wrong. And God makes it very clear through these scripture verses, there's nothing wrong with it. However, if it causes someone to stumble, and I do that knowingly. Now, I may do that and I don't realize I'm doing it. I need to really be watching. I need to really be listening. And not that then you just don't do it forever, but what you do is you need to help that brother or sister to grow so they can see there's nothing wrong with this. Just good, cheap meat. That's what it was. Just good, cheap meat. But what was happening here, and we need to see that we don't not a part of it. In other words, if there's something that we're doing, that we have the liberty, we have the freedom to do it, we have the joy and the peace to do it, but it is causing a brother or sister to fall, to stumble, someone that's saved, and we're not, that's not helping them to grow, then we need to refrain from that for a period of time till they can see, till they can have that truth in their heart and understand the freedom that we have. And that 17th verse, it says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of God. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, the things wherewith one may edify another. For meat destroy not the work of God." The salvation, the growth, the liberty I have, that purchase of that meat at that cult's meat shop has no bearing on my salvation, none whatsoever. It doesn't help, it doesn't hinder, it does nothing other than nourishes my body for a reasonable price. But for meat destroys not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. Now, if I don't realize that what I'm doing and the liberty I have, I can do it freely. God accepts it. There's not a problem with it. But if I knowingly do this and causing another brother or sister to stumble because of it, then there's a problem. "It is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth or is an offense or is made weak." We need to recognize that. We need to realize that we are to walk by faith, as the Scripture says. Hast thou faith? And this is talking to the mature Christians, those that are born again, been saved for a while. We have a lot of liberties, but as a young Christian, a lot of times they look at that liberty and they don't understand, and it causes them to stumble. That's when we need to pick them up, we need to care for them, we need to feed them, and see that our actions, even though we have the liberty to do it, by God's word, we have the freedom, the liberty to do it, and the joy to do it. But because it causes someone to stumble, then we need to realize that and not do that until we can help them to grow and be nourished. And again, the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. It is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?